Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dennis is in Mount Arlington. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, what's up, Sal and BT? How you doing?
How are you, Dennis?
Hey, bud.
I'm doing okay. I miss you on the overnight still on my drive-in, Sal, but I love BT.
Sorry.
I love Big Mac. I got a question, and I think I know what you're going to say as an answer, but I want to kick it off you guys. I think you can agree that we're on the verge of a pretty big upset, very big upset. Let's say the Knicks come and they wind up sweeping the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
The 61-21 Celtics, the world champion Celtics. Is it a bigger upset than the Red Sox coming back 3-0? The Boston, New York thing. You got to look at it. You got to look at it, not right now, but before the series started. Right now, oh, you know what? We can upset them, and we can win. We can sweep. But if you looked at it before the series started, there was no way in heck. Yeah, we were going to sweep these guys.
Well, but Dennis, the thing that's missing, and it's a fascinating question, and there's no right or wrong answer. I don't know. But the historical element of, you know, the curse and the Red Sox plight, that just magnified at times in millions. I don't think anything's comparing to that.
And the Yankees.
Yeah.
You're talking about the dynasty and Yankees and their history and all that. To me, now, again, you're talking about not just going into the series. You're talking about coming back from down 0-3. I'm with you, BT. I don't think anything can beat that as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I wish something would so I could get it off the top of our resume. It's like the one thing on the resume I don't really like.
Yeah, I mean, that.
That's Soto.
No, but that's a bad one. Yeah. I'm trying to think of the other ones. And I think Evan had this discussion on their show, Evan and Tiki, with
the Giants and the Super Bowl, right? The Pats.
The first one to me, I was at that Super Bowl. I couldn't believe what my eyes saw. But that was a singular game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much easier to have an upset in a singular game than it is over the course of a best of seven. I don't think anything is as shocking as the down 0-3 Red Sox. Down 0-3 in general in baseball, especially back then, was a huge deal. It never happened. But Red Sox and all they've been through versus the Yankees and all they've been through, I don't think anything would come close to that.
Well, because it's so hard to do the baseball versus football versus basketball. I would say, let's just put, just for a moment, put the Knicks at the end of the finish line just to engage. Let's say they win the championship this year. Right? I'm just really pushing this forward. Like, in my mind, I was, all right, how would that relate to some of the other quote-unquote surprise championships in New York sports lore? Well, number one is the 69 Mets. I mean, you got to start with that. Nobody saw that coming. You got to throw Eli in there. We just touched on that, beating the big, bad, amazing Patriots. And those are the first two. I mean, the Yankees in 96.
Oh, Jets Super Bowl III.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's not our lifetime, but...
They were massive dogs going against shoeless Colts, of course, but the Knicks won 50 games last year. They added an all-star center. They brought in a guy who's averaged 18, 19. Like, it's not like this is the little teeny tiny engine that could and somehow was squeezing out. Now, I don't know how they're winning this way, but the fact that they are winning might be stunning now because of how they played poorly against the best teams. But if you told me at the start of the season, hey, and without telling me how they got with a 20-point deficit, hey, the Knicks are going to be up 2-0 on the Celtics in the Eastern Conference semis, I'd say, all right.
I'm with you.
Wouldn't be stunned.
This should not be that big of a shock that the Knicks are competing against the Celtics. We're learning about the Knicks this year. Now, a shock in that the way that the first two games have gone, sure, down big, come back, win both times on the road. And to the caller's point, if it were to be a sweep, forget about the championship. If they were to sweep the Celtics, I think that would be a shock. But remember, expectation coming into the year was a championship team. Also, in the regular season, for all the knocks against them, they had the fifth best record in the league. So it's not like they're coming in. I'll give you an example with the Knicks. The Knicks is the 8th seed against the Heat in, what was it, 98, whatever it was. No, it was 99, right? The short
against,
season year.
Against 1 versus 8, that was 99.
Yeah, right, yeah, 99, the year they go to the finals. Yep. That 8th seed knocking out a 1 seed. Now, again, I know the Knicks, but still, I mean, that was more of an upset almost than this.
Yeah, yeah, but we all knew the Knicks weren't an 8th seed.
I understand.
They were, but they weren't.
I understand that, but still, and then going on that run afterward, that game, and then going on the run and getting to the finals. I mean, still, to me, this should not be that shocking from where the Knicks were going into the season, where they've been the last few years, and also where they ended even in the regular season with their overall record.
I'd like to remind everybody what the NBA preseason odds were, just to validate what Sal and I just said here. The Boston Celtics had the shortest odds to win the championship at plus 300. The Knicks were number two. The Knicks were number two in front of Denver, in front of Minnesota, in front of OKC, in front of everybody, in front of the Cavs, plus 725. The Knicks had the second highest win-loss over total. And of all the other teams, let me see, of some of the top teams. Now, the Knicks were obviously under it. The Knicks over-under was 53.5. They won 51 times. Celtics went over. Denver went under. Minnesota went under. OKC over. Matter of fact, a lot of the better teams. Under Mavericks, under Bucks, under Sixers. Where are the Cavs? I just want to see the Cavs before I keep moving. Cavs were... Oh, yeah, Cavs were way over. They were 48.5. They won 64 times.
What was
times.
The Knicks total again?
The Knicks total was 53.5 coming in. They went 51-31. Right. So a little, you know, betting underachievement there. But again, just to reinforce the notion that supposed to kind of be in this position, they had the second shortest title odds.
Right. Connor is in Hicksville. What's up, Connor?
What's going on, BT? Hey, Sal, nice to meet you. I haven't met you yet.
What's up, Connor? How are you?
I'm good, man. Listen, I was talking to my buddy RMC this morning, and there's two things we think are going on with the Knicks right now. One, that Detroit series, we gave them a lot of hate. They're playing a lot tougher basketball. That series definitely made us a lot tougher, more resilient. Two, you know, I was on here a couple weeks ago saying that Bridges was the ugly stepchild, and I think he might be a listener of your show because he is absolutely showing out. That's great news. All right? You know, and listen... We're playing hungry dog runs faster. We're playing good underdog basketball right now. No expectations going into the series, and these guys are rising up. The offense looks a lot better, and we're closing out games, man. You know, it's not Brunson.
I don't know that the offense looks much better. I mean, they're shooting 42% every night overall.
No, but it is, to Connor's point, it is not just Brunson, the Brunson show, ISO Brunson. It's much more than that.
Yeah, but it wasn't Brunson.
Basketball is a game of runs, you know what I mean? Yeah. We're making the runs at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's no question. All I'm saying, Connor, I don't even, and thanks for the call, buddy. I don't even think it was the Brunson show during the regular season. Carl Anthony Towns averaged almost 25 points a game.
Right. I get it.
It did get stagnant at points in the Pistons series. I agree with that. But, yeah, I mean, the Knicks got a lot of weapons. I think it took them a while to learn how to use them. They're still vulnerable because Cat's not a great defender. Neither is Brunson. You saw a lot of times Brunson was in the post last night by design. They went right at him from the outset. Drew Holiday in the post. And there's things that they can exploit with the Knicks here. But what is no longer debatable, which, quite frankly, I was wrong on, I didn't think this team had heart like this. I'm not saying that they were complete wusses. But I just did not think they had the ticker that you need to win a championship. And I think that they do.
Two things Connor touched on there. Number one, which I thought was odd, maybe the first call I've ever taken that said, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Well, yeah, you know what that means. Yeah, nice to meet you, Sal.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying I've never taken a call like that, but we're technically not like meeting,
yeah,
I guess. But anyway, so that was number one that stood out. Number two that stood out was he was saying the Knicks are playing with no expectation, free and easy. Not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now the expectations have changed. And I don't know if I fully believe that anyway, because there's always an expectation when a team comes into the year, like you just mentioned with the odds. But going up against the Celtics, yeah, all right, maybe many people expected the Celtics to win. Still, the expectation was, hey, you got to show us what you're made of here. This is a chance to really show where you're at as a franchise in comparison to the champion head-to-head once and for all. Let's see it. But now, up 2-0, returning home, there's a massive expectation. I think the expectation by most now is that the Knicks got to win this series.
Yes.
And that is something completely different, regardless of what side you were on going in. The expectation now definitively is they have to win this series.
If the Knicks don't win the series, then the things that I said about Tom Thibodeau and to a lesser extent Bridges and Cat could still very well much be in play to that point. You have to win it. You have to finish the job now.